Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 671. I hope you all are well. Any questions, comments, suggestions, recommendations, sponsorships, please email me at RabbiYismach@take10fortorah.org. Also, please leave a review, maybe an elaborate one, a long one, a lot of words, and definitely a lot of stars. And if you're not interested in leaving a lot of stars, maybe don't leave a review or, leave it for somebody else. Also, please share with someone else. Thank you. So, today, I want to talk about a pretty heavy topic, and of course, we're only going to be scratching the surface because all we have is 10 minutes. But hopefully, it'll be somewhat thought-provoking, and we'll be able to think about how this applies in our day-to-day lives. So we know in this week's parasha, Avraham is told about the future of his children. And so in this moment of the bris bein habisarim, the covenant between the parts, he's told about the future destiny of the Jewish people, how they are going, his children, his progeny, how they are going to be enslaved by a nation. Darkness falls in this moment. Vayomer Avram Yedoa Teda, Ki Ger Yeh Zarach Haberes Lolahem. Your children will be a stranger in a land that is not theirs. Va'avodum, and they will serve them. Ve'inu Osam, and they will afflict them, meaning the hosts will, for Arba Me'el Shana, for 400 years. Ve'gamis Hagoya Asher Ya'avodu Dananochi. And I, God says, will judge this nation who has enslaved them. And afterwards, they will leave with great wealth and great riches. Okay, so I think we've talked about the great riches in the past in our previous 670 classes, but let's talk about the first part of that pasuk. What is the meaning of God punishing this nation for enslaving the Jews when the very previous verse tells us that there will be a nation that will be enslaving the Jews? I mean, the simple question is, where is the free will of these people? Meaning, if the people are doing something which was already divinely mandated, so why would they get punished for it? So this is a very, very famous question, which the Rishonim deal with, and of course pertains to the notion of free will and responsibility at large. So the Rambam, understandably, in his Hilchos Tshuva, his Laws of Repentance, spends some time on the concept of free will, because of course responsibility and reward and punishment doesn't make a whole lot of sense if a person does not have free will and doesn't have personal agency to make decisions in their life. And so he goes at length in Perek Hey, Halacha Aleph, Beis, Gimel, etc. He talks about Rishus L'chal Adam Nesuna. A person has permission to do what they want, meaning to be a tzaddik, to be a rasha. He goes on, he elaborates that it's unlike what some people say mistakenly, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gozer al ha'adam mitchilas b'riyaso lios tzaddik or rasha. It's false, this that some people say, that we are destined to be righteous, we are destined to be wicked. It's absolutely false. He says, "V'davrze ikar gadolhu v'hom amud haTorah." It's an important principle. It's one of the pillars, the foundations of Torah, that we can be asked to do things, and that we can choose to respond. This is not something which is beyond understanding. I mean, free will is a difficult thing to understand. There are questions on free will from a perspective of determinism. There are theological questions of free will. The Rambam actually, a couple of paragraphs later, talks about how can there be free will if God has foreknowledge of what's going to happen. And today is not the day that we're going to get into that question. But I want to talk about how the Rambam understands this particular question of how can the Egyptians bear responsibility. So in the next chapter of Hilchos Tshuva, he says, hey, maybe you're going to tell me that things are predestined. Certain wicked acts that I might do, wicked, it sounds terrible, wicked acts that a person might do are predestined, as we see Egypt is predestined to do this wicked act, and they are predestined to be punished for it. So the Rambam says, it says that there will be a people who will commit this terrible act of enslaving the Jewish people. So it sounds, he says, Hari gazar al ha-mitzriyim lasos ra. It seems that the Egyptians, who we now know are the villains there, they're the sort of the noun that was put into that Mad Lib, they're the Egyptians, so they did bad, and it says that they're going to be punished. Not only that, but the Rambam points us to Parshas Vayelech in Devarim Lamed Aleph, where God tells Moshe that in the future, V'kam ha'am hazeh v'zana achrei elokei nechar ha'aretz, this nation, the Jewish people, there he's referring to, will go and one day stray after the foreign gods. Hari gazar al Yisrael lavorakum. So it seems that it is inevitable that there will be Jews who will be serving these idols. So how can you punish them if this was known already. This was going to happen already. So the answer is the Rambam. Here's his answer. Here's the principle. Lefi shelo gazar al ish ploni hayudua shehei hu hazona. There is no individual Jew who God is saying will be the one who will do it. Elo kol echad ve'echad me'osan hazonen lavodakum ilu lo ratza lavod lo haya oved. Each individual Jew has the choice whether to or whether not to, and not one single of those Jews, none of them, were forced to do so. Okay? Now, v'lo hodio habore ela minhago shel olam. And God is just reporting on the way of the world. So, l'mahu dome, what is this like? It's like saying, in this nation, there will be good people, there will be bad people. Meaning that there is something inevitable about the future, there's something inevitable about history, that inevitability doesn't create the responsibility for people to step into that inevitability. Rather, it leaves them the opportunity to choose one way or the other. But inevitably, knowing human beings, we know that people will choose to do that. V'chein, he says, ha-mitzriyim. When it comes to the Egyptians, he says, "Kol echad v'echad mi'osan ha-mitzriyim, ha-mitzriyim, ha-mirim li-Yisrael." Every individual who did bad to the Jews of the Egyptian people, ilu lo ratza lahara lahem, if they had not wanted to do evil to the Jews, harishus biyado shlo gazar alishya du'a lahodiyo shasov zaro asal lishtay b'baris lo lahem. Not any single individual needed to be the one who was going to persecute the Jews. Somebody would, but it didn't have to be the Egyptians. Or even if it was amongst the Egyptians, it didn't have to be a particularly individual Egyptian. That one Egyptian, or that Egyptian people altogether, did not have to be the ones who did it. It was going to happen. It was almost inevitable, which is also fascinating. So the persecution of Avram's grandchildren was inevitable. The question is who was going to be doing it. And so because one particular nation stepped into the fray, they took the job, they became the so to speak, executors of God's will, somewhat literally, actually. So therefore, they are deemed responsible for having stepped into that role. That's the Rambam's understanding, and that's really fascinating. It really is fascinating. The Ramban understands differently. The Ramban does not like the Rambam's idea, because he says, I don't understand. If there's an inevitability that God declares, right? God says there will be somebody who will be persecuting the Jews. So it's almost as if I would step into that fray and I would say, hey, me, I volunteer, I would be fulfilling God's command. He says, "Sha'afilu gazar sha'echad n'kala umos yari'a lahem b'kach b'kach." Even if you understand that, okay, good, there's going to be one nation who does it. And v'kadam zeh, and one nation steps up. Egypt says, ooh, me, I'll take the job. V'yasa gzeroso shal ha'kadosh baruch hu zacha b'dvar mitzvah. They've done a good thing. That's what it sounds like. So the Ramban understands differently. The Ramban says that no. The decree was that the Jews would be enslaved, the Jews would be strangers in a strange land, and v'gam, and also I will punish them. Why? It's even though there was a guarantee that they would be sojourning in a strange land, there's more to it than that. V'chein haye, he explains, b'mitzrayim shehosifu lahara. They did way worse than they were expected. They were overachievers in the strangers in the strange land department. Not only did they throw their children into the sea, vayimaru eschayehem, they made their lives embittered, and they wanted to ultimately destroy the Jewish people, it seems, by destroying the boys, making it impossible for them to reproduce and continue. V'zeh tam, the Ramban explains, dan anochi. That's why it says, I will judge them. Sha'avi osam b'mishpat. Im asu k'nigzar aleihem o hosifu lahar aleihem. I'm going to judge whether or not they will do what was, so to speak, asked of them, what they were compelled, or did they do extra? It's that extra which is ultimately what they're going to be responsible for. Now, this is fascinating if you think about it. That means that there might be things that, let's say, you're the Egyptian. So there's a level of bad that I'm expected to do. It's not nice to, or at all to have other people under your thumb. The pasuk does say very clearly that va'avadum v'inosam arba me'oshana. So there was some level of expectation that they're not going to behave perfectly towards the Jewish people. But if they surpass that, which it seems they ultimately did, That is going to be what they're judged for. Now, that's just really interesting, and I want to just take a moment to think about what that means. And there's more to talk about when it comes to this. You know, we could be in a bad situation where we feel like we have no out. We cannot possibly do the right thing. We feel completely trapped by circumstances, like the Egyptians did. But does that mean that we should now give up entirely and forget whatever compass we once had and let it go entirely, let it slide completely? And I think the answer from these Egyptians is not. According to the Ramban, even though they were in a situation where they had to do some sort of injustice to the Jews, they didn't have to go so far. And indeed, neither do we. Have a great day.